Blackstone presents Hell's Eight by Stark Holborn. This book is read by Nicole Zanzarella and Patria Burchard. For Nick. Lay the coin on my tongue, and I will sing of what the others never set eyes on. Desert Flowers, Keith Douglas. Prologue. The trade post stands alone, a dying ember in a hearth too vast for warmth. Not that any trade happens here. When someone will only part with your salvation on credit, it's theft, whichever way you look at it. The winds crash in vast swells against the walls, as if they want to bear the building away, sweep it from the edge of the moon into the void. Inside, three mercenaries sit at a table and don't speak. All have been corroded by the system, pinballing their way between conflicts across the stars before guttering here, at the bad edge of the system. Lunar body XB-11A, otherwise known as Factus. One of the mercs has graying hair and a pair of blue fiberglass teeth that don't sit right. The other is younger, marked out as a former terraform rigger by his radiation-damaged face and his hands swelled to twice the usual size. The third has a shock of blonde hair, shaved on one side to show off a tattoo of allegiance, a silver infinity symbol with her name beneath it, Grease. She reaches into the pocket of her grimy yellow uniform and takes out a canister of oxygen, snuffing air from the spigot. The younger merc looks on resentfully. A bottle, recently full of lurid pink liquid, stands on the table before him. Throat paint, people call it. About the only thing it is good for, swilling grit from a gullet, making you forget your dry mouth and chafed flesh for half a night. He pours the last measure sloppily, splashing his hand, and winces. His knuckles are raw from giving out a beating.
"You," he slurs. "Another."
Across the room, the bartend swallows and decants cloudy liquid into a second bottle. The oldest mercenary watches the younger suck spilled liquor off his hand.
"Clean yourself for love's sake, Matchett," he says. "You don't know where they've been."
"Sure, Voss."
Matchett downs the last inch of liquor from the bottle and spits a fine spray across his outstretched fingers. The liquid spatters the walls, but most lands on a fourth figure, who slumps in the corner, shackled to the stovepipe. One blue eye looks out through tangled...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?